Before he was an international superstar, Jimi Hendrix spent a year on Nashville's Jefferson Street. It's a chapter in the guitar legend's biography that's often glossed over, but in the latest installment of our Curious Nashville series, WPLN's Chaz Sisk tells that story and of Nashville's R&B scene.
Half a century has passed since the nightclubs on Jefferson Street shut down, but for people like Lorenzo Washington, it still seems like yesterday.
This street used to be the mega of music, live music back in the day.
Places with names like the Club Baron, the Steelaway, the Black Diamond.
Some of the biggest stars, Ray Charles, Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington played at the Del Morocco.
A dinner club elegant enough to attract luminaries like Joe Louis and Jackie Robinson, yet gritty enough to feature burlesque dancers.
Nashville really jumping. Jumping all night long. I'd rather be in Nashville than to be way that home.
Jefferson Street attracted all kinds of musical styles. Jazz, soul, blues. It was a scene that produced several hits. Songs like The Prison Airs, Just Walking in the Rain.
Just walking in the rain.
The first recording of Everlasting Love.
Open up your eyes, then you realize, here I stand with my everlasting love.
And the song Sunny, which Bobby Hebb wrote, sang, and took to number 2 on the pop charts.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain.
And Jefferson Street was the place where, for a year in the early 1960s, the Del Morocco's house band featured a then-unknown guitarist named Jimi Hendrix. Washington keeps a photo of Hendrix on the wall of his Jefferson Street recording studio, though I missed it on first glance. Hendrix is clean-shaven, and his hair is conked back, and he's wearing a sharp-looking suit. Pretty much the opposite of the mystic hippie Hendrix would become later.
He was a young man at that time.
And right out of the military, too.
And right out of the military. Yes, he was.
It was the fall of 1962, and Hendrix was wrapping up a stint with Fort Campbell's 101st Airborne. Anytime he was free, he played Clarksville's bars. That's how the Del Morocco's owners heard about him. They invited Hendrix and a bassist he'd met in the Army named Billy Cox down to Nashville for an audition.
Really, when he wanted to make his break to New York, Chicago, L.A.'s a larger city than Nashville, I said, well, we got to start somewhere.
That's Cox, who still lives in Nashville and performs with the Experience Hendrix Tour.
So it was a little convincing. We wound up in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a fateful decision that North Nashville now celebrates. Hendrix's image has popped up on businesses all along Jefferson Street. And there's an effort to preserve the only venue still standing on Jefferson Street where Hendrix played, though it's now an Elks Lodge, not a nightclub. But by most accounts, Hendrix butted heads with the musicians on Jefferson Street. His sound was already vastly different. Frank Howard is a singer who performed and recorded with Hendrix.
Jimmy was an innovator. He would do things on stage and on his guitar that nobody else around here would think about doing. I mean, you don't be playing, take a note, you know, or you don't be playing and grab your guitar and start picking with your teeth while you're in the middle of somebody else's show, you know. And I don't think he did his showboating. I just think that was him. That was his personality. That was Jimmy.
Hendrix was not thought of as a budding guitar hero. More admired was a West Tennessee blues guitarist named Johnny Jones. Even Hendrix would swing through the clubs when Jones played, taking note of his solos. There's even a story that they squared off in a guitar duel, and that Jones won.
Hendrix would sit there and watch, and he'd say, how you do that? And Johnny would tell him, but Johnny would tell him also, you will never be the guitar player that I am, because I am the best.
Nashville wasn't the right fit for Hendrix, so in the fall of 1963, after only a year here, he hit the road, becoming one of the many great African-American musicians who honed their crafts on Jefferson Street before bursting into stardom. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
You can hear the full episode at curious.wpln.org, including a deeper exploration of Jefferson Street and its importance to Nashville's history. While there, you can submit your ideas for Curious Nashville and help us decide what question we'll take on next.